Welcome to Into Bloom, the podcast about everything going on at Bloom Baptist Church, where we exist to love God, grow together, and serve others. Whether you're a longtime member or interested in visiting for the first time, this is the place to learn everything about Bloom Baptist. Join our host Tyler Zweidorf and producer Jules Schieferstein as they interview leaders and members from Bloom and explore the different ministries of the church and what it means to be a part of Bloom Baptist. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to the Into Bloom podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Zweidorf. Today, sitting next to me are two folks whose affinity for the Bengals' Sam Hubbard is only surpassed by their affinity for hosting bombastic Nerf nights. A pair of people with whom I have a deep affection for, not just because I lived in their basement for a short stint, but because of the lovely friendship we've had for a decade plus at this point. One of them, my former fifth grade Sunday school teacher, and the other, my former youth pastor, it's Mary Beth and Bobby Dradofsky.
Yay.
Hello.
That was so lovely.
And we were just talking about the fact that the room we're sitting in now was the fifth grade Sunday school room.
This dungeon.
This dungeon.
Now it's my windowless office.
Yeah, we called it the dungeon, and I had, like, boys, just all boys, and then me. So I am not responsible for any of their behavior.
Yep. Though. And now here we are sitting in the same room making a podcast for your ear holes in 2024.
I actually remember doing a Wana in this room a little bit.
Yeah. Mm.
So I remember once, because I've been here for forever, I remember this being a VBS storeroom, and it was dark and dingy way back then. So it's, sorry, Jules.
Jules, your office is very lovely.
You've made it a lot brighter in here.
And
so
homey. It's very nice. So.
It is very homey. Got anything to say to that?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, so we're not here to talk about this dungeon room in which Jules resides, but we're actually here to talk about what BYF, our Bloom Youth Fellowship, is, and to kind of introduce people who may or may not have heard of it. So, just in as much, tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about BYF.
My name is Bobby, and I've been the youth pastor at Bloom for, I think it's 8 years now. I'm in my ninth.
Yeah, this summer will be 9 years.
Yeah, in July. And we worked with the youth group for a while under the previous youth pastor. And when I took over, we rebranded to be Bloom Youth Fellowship, something that kind of more encompassed what we're after.
That's one of our students right now.
Yeah. One of our students.
I don't know if we're allowed to say it, but she's our favorite. It's Allison.
The microphone may not be picking up.
Oh, that's so fine.
It might be fine.
Okay.
But anyway, if not, to add context for those listening in at home or wherever you are, I don't know, there is a student in the hallway outside of my office making a bunch of noises.
So. Joyful noise to the Lord.
That's right.
Yeah,
talking to Guy.
Yeah.
But so we became Bloom Youth Fellowship, or BYF for short, to just show what we do is we fellowship with each other in the name of Jesus. And I'd like to think of us as a small family, and it's always our goal to create unity in our group. We've just seen groups go through, and gosh, everybody's just not friends with each other, and we always aim to shore that up and just let students know that they are just as much a part of the church as the adults in big church.
So with BYF, I'm sure you guys do all sorts of popular events. I've already kind of highlighted one of your fun. You probably do it multi event annual Nerf nights.
Yeah, two to three a year typically.
But so, you know, in terms of events, like, what are some of the things that you guys kind of do that have become traditions around here and things for kids to look forward to?
Yeah. So you'd mentioned the Nerf, and we've been doing that for a lot, and I actually have kind of the last one coming up. We're doing building renovations, and So we're going to put on a big one on a Friday night in April 12th, and I'm opening it up to sixth grade as well, just making a good evening of it. But we also, we go to different camps, Super Summers coming up, which Mary Beth and I both work at Super Summer. Jules works at Super Summer. Tyler has previously worked at Super Summer. And what would you describe that as?
Yeah, so Super Summer is one of our camps that is only for select few, not open to the entire group. Because it is for students who are taking their relationship with the Lord seriously. So if you're not doing that, you probably will not like Super Summer, because it is a it's a relationship with the Lord focused camp. We call it a leadership camp, and that can sometimes just drive people away because they're like, I'm not the leader, but that's not really our main focus. Our main focus is to disciple the students who are serious and intentional with their walk, and there's requirements and applications, and that shouldn't scare you either, because it's just Bobby that you're doing all of that for. And they're divided up into their school age, and there's a lot of growth and opportunity for growth at Super Summer. So it's a really special camp.
Yeah. Yeah. That's typically in June. We also have a camp that we've been doing. This will be our either third or fourth year, called Home Base Camp. We used to go to a place called Seneca Lake that was owned by SCBO, and they sold it.
Yeah,
and
that it is no more.
Yeah, that was kind of the summer camp to go to, just kind of general admission camp. And without that, we wanted to look at some other options for getting kids to camp with some Jesus lessons and some fun. And there really weren't that many that were affordable and close. So we just kind of made our own, and we call it Home Base Camp. And that's a couple days here at the church, and we'll do lessons, which I typically teach. And then we'll do fun things in and around the Columbus area.
Yeah, and that's become one of our students' favorite things, I think, we do as in a reference of like tradition. Mm-hmm. They really like mm-hmm. that we do Home Base Camp. So even if we do find a camp, we'll probably keep Home Base Camp as some sort of
yeah, something it's just in kind the of mix. A favorite there. Sometimes we'll do a retreat, or in what we used to call Elevate Weekend. We're doing a retreat with another church this year in March, just a couple days away, and time to get to know each other and just spend time away from what's normal. So that's coming up. We'll have worship nights. We'll do art nights, movie nights. Of course, we do regular teaching on Wednesday nights. And
it's not all just fun.
Yeah, it's not all just fun. And the teaching's definitely not fun. Stop so it. That's why, yeah. But
it's all fun. It's all fun.
But we do fun things to let students and their friends know that church is fun and it's exciting, and following the Lord is an adventure. Mm-hmm. And we can do a lot of things. So I wonder why we don't do this fun stuff with adults.
Adult Nerf Night.
Adult Nerf Night. Ooh, why not?
Yeah. Adult Nerf Night. That'd be adults versus teens. We adults would probably get smoked. Let's be real. So on that, with keeping with the idea that, you know, showing some of these kids that church is a good place to be, a fun place to be, one of the topics of discussion that's always an interesting one is keeping, how do we keep our teenagers in church and whatnot. And so I know for you guys, part of your guys' mission is to try to cultivate that idea in teenagers' heads that, like, being in church and staying in church post graduating from BYF is an important part of your guys' process. So we don't have to do a whole full-blown discussion. I'm sure we'll have you guys on for more full-blown discussions on this. But just kind of in maybe in a few paragraphs, like, what's your guys' goals and missions with that, in your own words?
Well, you know, as a pastor, it's really just my job to lead students to the Lord, and that's the Holy Spirit's job, is to keep them, to collect them, to transform them. There's nothing that I can do that is going to keep them in church. We can obviously point them in the right direction, but it's ultimately up to that student, their individual relationship outside of mom and dad too, that would lead them to know that this is important. As you know, Hebrews 10:25 says, let's not forsake meeting together as some do. And I hate to say it, but I'd say most don't once they leave the youth group. And I don't know, we live in a strange world where everyone's got to go find themselves. And sometimes they come back, and sometimes, hey, I don't know. But it's always good to see when a young adult at that point really takes their faith seriously, makes it their own, and they're getting plugged into ministry and service and a small group. And those are really the success stories. And I found myself kind of chasing down some kids that were going astray, and there's only so much you can do. You can't convince them. That's up to the Lord. And I guess that's the only way I'd have it, because I don't have a whole lot of influence.
I think that relationship within church is so important, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. the kids that we do see that go off to college and they stay or get connected, they find a relationship. They find friends there. They find belonging there. And a big thing, too, is that they've had a real authentic encounter with Jesus, mm-hmm. that they are truly a believer. They truly find joy within their relationship. They're reading scripture. And like Bobby said, a lot of them will eventually come back, because we know, the four of us sitting in this room, that scripture is alive and active and pulls you in when you're praying and when you're in that environment, it pulls you in. And I think that eventually, as parents, as they get older and they have they get married and they have children, they are pulled back into their roots. Mm-hmm. But we really do see that having relationships within the church, not just with youth group, but with adults as well, and then seeking that elsewhere. And if we can plug them in with people that we know at colleges or organizations, we always try to do that as well. But having an authentic relationship with the Lord as a teenager typically launches them well into the difficulty of being a young adult outside of living with your parents and stuff like that.
Well, as we wrap up today, if you have any questions or any, if you want to reach out and see how you can get plugged in to help out with BYF or in other areas of ministry, you guys can reach out to Bobby or to Mary Beth. We'll probably have Bobby's email in the show notes and whatnot. If you are looking for ways to see how you can help and get involved here around Bloom with BYF, please feel free to reach out to the church and to Bobby. Thank you guys for being here. Thanks for coming on, talking a little bit. I'm sure we'll have other episodes. We'd love to do a Super Summer follow-up episode.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Maybe do some other episodes just talking about the challenges of youth ministry, maybe bring in some other youth pastors.
Yeah, there are challenging.
Some discussion about that. But thank you guys. With that, this has been the Into Bloom podcast. This is Tyler's Weidorf saying, see you later.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Into Bloom. If you'd like to find out more about Bloom Baptist Church, you can visit our website at bloombaptist.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can join for in-person services at 10:45 a.m. or join us via our live stream on Facebook around 11 a.m. every Sunday. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Into Bloom on wherever you listen to podcasts. And join us next time when new episodes go live every 2 weeks on Thursdays.